This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Temple University Hospital is treating more COVID-19 patients than any other in the city. Many patients are on ventilators and more still don't make it. But doctors and nurses there so far say they can handle the surge in patients. WHYY's Nina Feldman has been keeping in touch with one nurse practitioner as she adjusts to working on the front lines.
It was the night before her first day in the COVID unit, and Nanzhou Guo was nervous. It was early April, and what was happening in New York was all over the news. Overcrowded hospitals, exposed healthcare workers making impossible decisions about whose lives to save. Guo told me she did not feel prepared.
I don't, not at all. From what I'm hearing, one person at the front line gets one N95 per day. However, as of this morning, I'm hearing two different colleagues of mine who are saying that there were multiple people who didn't get any N95 today.
Guo wasn't just going to the hospital for the day. She lives in far northeast Philadelphia with her husband, her three kids, and her mother-in-law, who's 71 and has a handful of chronic health issues. She didn't want to risk exposing her family, so she's moving into one of Temple's dorms. Students were sent home, so their empty rooms are now open to nurses like Guo, who choose to isolate. And she was scared. Her husband even asked her to quit her job.
I can't say, no, I'm not going back, because there won't be enough medical providers for these patients. Yeah, and it's a career I chose.
Guo specializes in diseases of the lungs, and that's where the virus takes hold. So that night, she packed up her bags and said goodbye to her kids, ages 11, 7, and 3.
I'm just telling them that mommy has to go to war. It's like a war. You know, if mommy's okay, mommy can come home.
Despite her fears, Guo showed up for battle. And what she found surprised her. It seemed like the hospital was prepared. Doctors at Temple had been speaking with their colleagues in Wuhan, China, where the pandemic began. First, they told them to designate an entire building as the COVID hospital to avoid infecting other patients.
It's a manageable problem overall.
That's Gerard Kreiner. He guides the COVID care at Temple.
There wasn't a lot of time to plan, but there was time to plan to some degree.
Another lesson from Wuhan. Results from the nasal swabs used to test for the virus take too long to get, and they can be wrong up to a third of the time. So instead of waiting for those results, Kreiner's team started running CAT scans on patients as soon as they came in and diagnosed them based on imaging of their lungs. From there, some patients might be enrolled in a trial to see if certain drugs could quicken their recovery. Kreiner says the coronavirus may be new, but many of the complications it causes aren't.
We're used to taking care of sick patients. I mean, this kind of stuff is what we're primed for.
How are you doing? How was today?
It was all good. It was good.
I talked to Guo again 2 weeks after she left home to work in the COVID unit. By now, she was settled into her dorm room.
And as far as the things I brought with me, I have every single thing you can think of.
She brought a pillow, a comforter, instant noodles, instant oatmeal. In a lot of ways, it sounded like being in college, quirks and all.
The mattress isn't the nicest, as there's a curvature in the middle. And all of them are like that. I guess it's due to use, but I'm getting used to it.
And she's getting used to the work, too. She was worried about masks, but she gets a new KN95 each day. She feels supported by her colleagues. Guo isn't working with the sickest patients on ventilators, but she is treating patients who have other health problems like lung disease and obesity that can make COVID more serious.
So they know that when they get sick, they get sick.
Guo says the more patients she sees, the more she's able to identify familiar problems that she and her colleagues know how to treat. And she says just that knowing makes her feel a lot more in control. It makes her feel less like she's going off to war and more like she's showing up for work.
I think the unknown makes us vulnerable. Yeah, it's scary.
Of the 11 patients Guo treated the day we spoke, 3 of them were well enough to go home. Soon, she hopes she'll get a break in her shifts, so she can too. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.